I think only thoughts have a master thinker. This is Thought for Today. Dr. Harilo Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. I think only thoughts of a master thinker. It's not difficult. It is attention demanding, and I do it. I think only thoughts of a master thinker. We're in the process of giving seminars in Europe in October, and they're setting us up for a master class. And ordinarily we have a week-long master course in which we have a lemonade diet, and we have strict rules so that people get the most that they can from the short time that we have with them. And we get on their back about being a master and thinking only positive thoughts and thinking only thoughts that you want to demonstrate in your life and being a master thinker. Now that's what makes up our master class, our master seminars. And they're very effective. People love them. People find that not speaking during the seminar is quite demanding, and perhaps it's most demanding on the person who gives the seminar, because having social intercourse with the participants in the seminar, having them talk back and forth with you, is kind of a rewarding experience. You know that something is happening to them. Whereas if they don't talk, and you're the only one who's talking, you're not quite sure whether they understand fully what you're doing. So you have to just know that they do. I think only thoughts of a master thinker. How do we begin to think only thoughts of a master thinker? In what area of our life do we start? We think we'll start with our attitude toward ourselves and our world, and that's a good place to start. We'll start with our attitude toward ourselves. That's a good place to start. We'll start with our attitude. That's a good place to start. Well, now, what does attitude mean? What does attitude mean? Attitude means, what do we believe about ourselves? What do we think about ourselves? Do you like yourself? Do you like the people that populate your world, that you have created there, that you've given permission to have residence in your world? Do you like those people? Do you like the experiences that come into your life? Do you like the superabundance that takes place in your life every single day? Yes, 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 yes. Do you like the wholeness and health that you experience in your body every moment of your life from childhood on into ad infinitum? Do you like that? Oh, yes, that we like very much. Well, that's not so hard. That's not so hard. It is not difficult. It is attention demanding. It means that every single thought we think is that. Now, if you're talking to somebody and they have just received a great deal of money, you cannot say to that person that they're poor. You can know something, like for instance that every bit of money that they got coming in they owe already. And when they get done, if they do pay their bills and not run away, if they do pay their bills, that they won't have anything left. Now you can know that, and you can say, my God, you know, here they get all this money and they don't get a chance to enjoy any of it. Well, they enjoyed it ahead of time. And they owe it. But there are people who will run away. There are people, when some great blessing happens in their life, which they, oh, I wish I could pay my bills. I wish I could pay my bills. I wish I, and then the opportunity comes to pay their bills. The same attitude that had them make bills and be irresponsible in paying the bills still is there. And so they just say, I got all this money. I could file bankruptcy. And I can't do that, not with this money. So I'll just disappear. I'll take this money and travel the world. And no one has any claim on it yet because, you know, no one knows I have it yet. But after I've traveled the world and come back and it's all spent, they'll say, well, why didn't you pay your bills? Well, you see, attitude is what destroys us. If we make bills, we don't believe that we are abundant. If we make responsibilities beyond our ability to pay, we are silly people. Now, here at the monastery, the University of Healing, we have a very definite rule. If there's no money in the account, you don't spend it. That's easy enough, isn't it?
That's easy enough.
If there's no money in the account, you don't spend it. And if it is in another account, you still don't spend it. You don't spend anything until you have brought it from one account to the other. until that money is in the other account, if you're expending it from one account, and you take it from your, let's say, your investment account or something like that, you don't spend it until you have made the transfer. Because there's a lot that can happen between transferring it from your investment account to your regular working account. And the market could go boom, you know, and flop right out of the bottom, and then you don't have it there. That's not, of course, our choice. But or the market could go whoom like that, and you're spending too little. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing to have to go through? My goodness, spending too little. So think about it. It's not difficult. It's attention demanding. It means that every single moment we have our attention on the fact that we are independently wealthy. Every moment we have our attention on the fact that we are living in our eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every minute. Every minute. You cannot for 1 minute think or say anything about your body which does not reflect this wholeness and perfection. So now that's just working at home. Now, what kind of a creator are you? What kind of a louse are you? What kind of a good-for-nothing person are you? Are you creating a world in which there's war? My goodness, that's not very nice of you. Are you creating a world in which there's pestilence, in which there's illness, in which there's lack and limitation? My goodness sakes, didn't your mommy ever teach you anything about that? So it's time that we get going creating our world just like we are. Now, if you see disease in the world, it's because you got it in you. If you see limitation in the world, it's because you got it in you. So let's see wholeness in the world. And that's because we have it in us. But if we have it in us in our thought first, we have it in our attitude first, that's which is very attention demanding. And you don't just go into a rich place and say, well, I'm rich. You build the consciousness of being rich. And what is the opportunity? What's going to happen to you? Let's just play a game. You're going to build the consciousness that you're rich. All right? You have this rich consciousness. What happens to you? You're invited to rich places. You're invited to be there. In this show, Sabrina, the other night, the girl was the daughter of the chauffeur. And the young men in the family didn't pay her any attention. Of course, she grew up. She went away. And she became suave and sophisticated. She was a very gorgeous girl. She was before, too, but she wasn't mentally suave and gorgeous. And so when she came back, she says, I will play my game. And they will love me. And she was invited to the great ball. She was invited to the parties. She was invited to all these things. And she was respected. And when the young man wanted to put his clutches on her, she says, well, all right, I might marry this very wealthy young man, you know. And then, as fate would have it be, the young man wasn't able to be around for a little while. And so his brother took over for him to make sure the young lady was properly entertained. And the young brother had really no interest in women in the slightest. He was interested in the business. He was interested in life. He was interested in a lot of things. But women, no. I'm sure that he wasn't interested in women because he had a fatal flaw about him. He felt that if a man was going to be interested in women, he must be interested in marrying them. And if you marry them, you have to be realizing that you want to spend time with them. You don't want to have your business life so demanding that you're never going to be at home. And he had this drilled into him, and he also believed it. But as the brother was entertaining the sister, the daughter, as the brother was entertaining the brother fell for her. Wow! This person, but he didn't want to acknowledge it. But you see, the girl placed herself on the level of abundance, on the level of, and what happens? Right away, they want to write a stock report out to the father, who is the chauffeur, and give him 15,000 shares in their business, which is quite good. And they want to send her off to Paris and give her an open banking account for any amount she wants, plus 20,000 just to start out with, and that's way back in the 40s or something like that, 30s and 40s, you know, when the 1,000, wow, you know, I mean, that's a...
Like millions,
is right. And you see, that's her attention. She put her attention to the fact that she was good. She believed in herself. She was not going to be dallied around by other people's attitudes. She knew she was good. And her father says, don't play with fire. And she says, Dad, I'm not. I know exactly what I'm doing. And she did. And it worked out for her. Although it did appear like it might not at times. But still she clung to the fact that it would work out. And even going away, she even decided, well, perhaps I will let these boys go, you know, now not stay and be part of their life and mess it up. But even that way, both of them loved her very much. They respected her because she lived what she believed. She lived the idea of being a glorious woman. She lived the idea of being a healthy, wealthy woman. And while she was in Paris, where her father was sending her to cooking school, while she was there, I would imagine she probably didn't have any sexual relationships with any of the boys over there. She had relationships with good people who respected her. One was a duke or something.
A baron,
yeah. And he was quite wealthy. And he respected her because he saw she was attempting to do her best, although her mind wasn't there. Her mind was back in the States with her boyfriend. So, you see, when you are on the right track, when you are trying with all your heart, and I don't mean trying, when you are doing it with all your heart, applying yourself to being in an attitude of being wealthy, an attitude of being healthy, an attitude of being in every good way, an intelligent, beautiful person, it flows to you. It flows to you very positively, very powerfully, and very wonderfully. So think on that. It's quite an exciting adventure. It's quite an exciting adventure to say, I think only thoughts of a master thinker. When we are in our seminar that we give here and we give there and everywhere on being a master thinker, I teach these things to people very powerfully and very dramatically and very dynamically. And people say, ah, ha, 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 you know. And they don't want to open their mind to see how it works. And then I just pointed out in every little everyday experience, and they say, oh, yeah, yeah, but that's that. Oh, yeah, but that's somebody else. Yeah, that's a little thing. Well, work with those little things. Our girl Sabrina, she worked with the little things. She said she is going to learn class while she was there. She's going to learn to be a lady. And to be a lady didn't mean to be a tramp. To be available to everybody. To be a lady means that you respect yourself 100%. You can do anything you want, but you respect yourself 100%. And she did. And I quite imagine that this Baron was very influential in helping her to be a lady of class and culture. Because, I don't know, he probably took her out a number of times, and he was in his 70s. He looked much less than that, but he was in his 70s, and just charming fellow. And she told him, I'm sure, that she wanted to be worthy of these men. And he told her, you can never be worthy of the men. Be worthy of yourself. Because you are the lady. Just like I am the Baron, he would say, you know. And so think on these things. I think only thoughts of a master thinker. Now, what direction are you going? You can go the human direction, and that's perfectly okay. Be a good human master. In fact, that might be kind of fun. Or you can go in the spiritual way, be a spiritual master. That means you don't think any human thoughts. You don't think on the human level at all. You see everything done, done, done. And of course, after a while on the human level, you see that too. But it's usually the process a little bit. But on the spiritual level, you see everything done. And if whatever level you're ready for, it's perfectly okay. You don't have to be one place or another. But remember that when you are a master thinker, you think like a master, because you are a master. And that's kind of nice, isn't it? So, go, masters. I love you. I love you. I love you.